why I gave up school teaching as a profession was because of what they call the new maths. Now, when I was a pupil, I learnt maths by what they call, we used to call the Gazinter system. Which, as you know, is like 2 Gazinter 4, 4 Gazinter 8, and so on. But when I joined this first school as a teacher, the headmaster told me, he said, we use the new math, which is teaching empirically. We call it learning by doing. In other words, if you have these sums, like if Arthur has 5 oranges and he gives John 3, how many has he left? We do it with oranges. So I took my first form, the lower third, under this system to teach them adding and subtracting. 27 boys, 118 oranges. After 3 months of passing them backwards and forwards between them, they had just about got the principles of adding and subtracting. The place smelt like Covent Garden. Hot night, but it was worth it. As a teacher, you get that special glow that comes to a teacher when he sees that dawn of understanding on a young boy's face. At least I did, until one boy said to me, "That's smashing, sir. Does it work with apples?" Anyway, from there, we progressed. And so I went up through the school this way, but then I was given the prize form, the fifth form, for their O-level, O-level physics. For the benefit of overseas listeners, an O-level is not a fancy term for your pain threshold. It's an examination that all fifth form boys have to pass in order to get into sixth form. Now, we started off all right. I think we were all right, because we started off on the different temperatures of boiling liquids. We did that empirically, and it worked out, because I had this marvellous anti-burn lotion which solved it. But then we had this other one coming up, which I knew was going to throw me, and I knew it was going to be trouble. Archimedes' principle. If a body is immersed in water, it displaces its own weight. And I saw them, and I said, "Boys, will you just believe it if I tell it to you?" And they said, "No, sir, show us." So I said, "Well, let's take a glass of water and put a stone inside." They said, "It's not a stone, so it says a body." Well, that's how I finished up, lying in this bath, which was half filled with water. And they'd worked out this principle, that I got in a bath, fully clothed. They then placed this board on top of me, on top of my body, and clamped it down. The whole area of water above that board represented the water I displaced. They bored a hole in the side of the bath. They were going to unplug that hole. As the water poured out, they were then going to measure it and weigh it. And if it weighed the same as I weighed, one up to Archimedes. Well, we got as far as me getting in the bath. They clamped me down with this board. Now, there's another thing about this headmaster that I didn't tell you. He had this craze for what he called unexpected fire drills. Now, in 90 seconds, I was alone in that bathroom. And what's more, they got down to the playground so quickly, he gave them the rest of the afternoon off. Now, that was when I began to have doubts about the teaching profession. Did I mention it was a Friday afternoon? By 9 o'clock Monday morning, when they finally came and unclamped the board, I had given up the teaching profession. As I said to the headmaster at the time, there is but one step from the grotesque to the O-level.